Bragging about body counts, assassinations, and destroying a city are not normal election tactics, but they are the centrepiece of a new campaign launched in Israel. Benny Gantz is the main challenger to the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's a former chief of the Israel Defence Forces, and he has started his campaign with a series of advertisements promoting his achievements in that role. He's also polling better than any other figure in memory against the incumbent at 38 to 41 in a recent poll. The approach foreshadows a campaign heavy on security and tough on the Palestinians. Here's Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek.
A drone camera flies over shattered buildings in Gaza after Israel's 2014 bombardment and ground offensive, named Operation Protective Edge, listing 6,000 targets destroyed and 1,300 terrorists killed. This video tells Israelis that only the strong prevail. It's a campaign ad for the former Israel Defence Force Chief of Staff Benny Gantz, which doesn't mention that hundreds of Gazan children and other civilians also died in that operation. Another video shows the assassination of a Hamas leader in Gaza and says Lieutenant General Gantz ordered the killing. Elizabeth Serkov, a research fellow at the Israeli think tank the Forum for Regional Thinking, says the campaign is calculated and concerning.
What the quite talented campaigners of Benny Gantz concluded is that the Israeli public wants to see on TV the assassination of a Hamas leader. They want to see the destruction of Gaza. They want to see a body count. And therefore, it is highly disturbing because it means that this is their belief about what the Israeli public wants to be exposed to, that they will feel positive emotions when viewing this destruction, when viewing this death.
Benny Gantz did release a softer advertisement saying, "It's not shameful to want peace, it's not shameful to work towards peace." Elizabeth Serkov says his dual promotion of killing and of peace is a key part of his challenge to incumbent Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Political party that is trying to present itself as an alternative to Netanyahu needs to promise peace because this is what Israelis want to hear. This is what Israelis still desire. But at the same time, focus on their security concerns, show that they are tough.
She says many parties will use militant language about Palestinians during this election campaign, despite the social consequences of that for Israel's Arab minority.
This type of rhetoric also has effect on the ground, on interaction, on daily interactions between Palestinian citizens of Israel and Jewish citizens of Israel. So Israeli politicians on the right prioritize time and time again their electoral success over basic social cohesion and harmony within Israeli society.
Even though he's talking tough, Benny Gantz is actually the main centre-left or pro-peace candidate in the election. He's being touted as the first serious challenger to Benjamin Netanyahu in many years. But Dana Weiss, the chief political analyst for Israel's Channel 12 News, says Benny Gantz won't trouble the incumbent unless he forms a strong alliance.
On himself, if we look in the polls, he still doesn't have enough seats to even tickle or lightly challenge Netanyahu's dominance in these elections.
She says concerns about militancy and violent rhetoric overlook the fact that Israelis have well-founded fears about their security.
At the end of the day, the Israelis vote on security first. I always say that, you know, some leaders promise their voters a better tomorrow. In Israel, it's about promising the voters a tomorrow.
Political journalist Dana Weiss, Eric Torchek reporting from Jerusalem.